Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, but I'm not Sue London. I'm Karen Hager, and I'm sitting in for Sue today. She'll be back with you next week. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour. Let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. If you head over to Sue's website at AskSueLondon.com, she has got a ton of wonderful things to share with you. You can get on the list for her free newsletter, and she will send you some powerful tools to help you move forward. That website is at AskSueLondon.com. And if you're wondering, who is this person and what the heck am I doing here? You can connect with me at FogCityPsychic.com. I'm an intuitive guide, a teacher, and the host of Out of the Fog, which you can hear live every Tuesday on Empower Radio, live again every Wednesday right here on the Transformation Talk Radio Network and the mighty WBLQ. I also pop up on Golly Blog Talk Radio. You can find me on iTunes. When you start looking, it's kind of hard to avoid me. And if you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, FogCityPsychic.com is where you can set up a private session with me if you're so inclined. Now then, do you have challenges in your life that you can't find the answer for or the solution to? Do you wish you could reconnect with a loved one who's crossed over? Well, my guest on today's show is internationally known psychic medium Bonnie Christina Ross. And if you call in, and I mean call in now, she can give you those answers. Bonnie has generously offered to do psychic readings on the air, and you can connect with her at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Go and dial now. Bonnie's been on the show before. She's a very popular guest. We're going to ask that you bring only one question to Bonnie, please, when you call, so that we can get to as many people as possible. And while you're dialing, and I hope you are, go dial now. While you're dialing, let me tell you a little bit about Bonnie Ross. Bonnie Christina Ross is a psycho-spiritual therapist in private practice, as well as a teacher of spiritual and personal development programs. She's also a gifted psychic consultant, as you're about to hear, and she guides many in her thriving practice. One of her passions is teaching intuitive development skills. And as a professional musician and award-winning drum circle facilitator, she incorporates the healing power of the drum in retreats, group work, and community events for adults and children. She's also a Reiki master and a sound practitioner. You can find out all about Bonnie, all about her work at BonnieRoss.com. Bonnie, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you so much for hosting today.
Oh my gosh, this is my idea of just about the most fun a person can have. So when the good folks at Transformation Talk Radio called and said, would I fill in for Sue? You bet. I'm absolutely happy to do this. Now, you've been on the show before.
Yes, I have been many times. Yeah, very privileged to be on, yes.
Wonderful. As we're waiting for callers here to 800-930-2819, actually, I was going to ask you to say what you need from callers, but we've got Rose from Georgetown, and let's bring Rose on the air. Rose from Georgetown, you are on Get Inspired Radio with Bonnie Ross. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Rose. Hey, Bonnie, what do you need from Rose to help tune in and give her some guidance?
Okay. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Can I get your birthday, please?
October 22nd, 1962.
All right. And can I get your question, please?
I don't really have a question. I just thought maybe if you wanted to, if something came up.
Certainly. Okay. So let me check in with your energy, and we'll get a sense of what it is. Rose. I feel like you're split in two in terms of your passions, and you have a big project that you've been excited about creating here, and yet you have been pulled in the other direction of having to make a living. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right. And so this is beautiful that you are with passion and trying to extend yourself into eventually having your own full-time practice. I feel a lot of beautiful energy around you as a healer, and you have gifts, as we all do, but yours are intuitive. And you are needing to help people and to be of service. Do you have a big website, sort of getting your website in a different light now? Is that what you're working on?
No.
Okay, do you need to?
A website?
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of fading out on me here.
Yeah, sorry about that. When I'm speaking of the second passion here, it feels like you need to get in the media, get on with the promotion of it, and put yourself out there. Do you understand that? Pardon me?
Okay.
Good. And so you need to be out in nature a little more. I feel like your feet haven't touched the ground enough, and that you've been very busy, and it's time to just be. And so are you looking forward to a holiday soon?
I would hope. A little bit of financial issues right now, but yeah.
Yes, it doesn't matter where. The holiday is just about stepping out of the busyness and just being. It doesn't have to be big thing. But I wish you all the best, Rose, as you
thank you.
Are carving out this this new path. And this financial situation for you is to be patient with, and you're in this process of seeing the light, and by the snowfly of next year, it feels like things are starting to clear up and that you can see that there is a means to this madness and that you are starting to see some relief around money. Okay?
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right, so. Thank you.
Rose, thank you very much for calling the program. Many blessings to you.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bonnie, as you're tuning into Rose's energy, and by the way, people listening can connect with Bonnie right here on the air at 800-930-2819. Rose got her guidance. Are you coming to get yours? Come on now. Bonnie, as you're tuning into Rose's energy, do you see something around her? Are you clairvoyant or clairaudient, or how does this work for you?
Good question, Karen. Yep. It's a very interesting thing that I do. As I see, I am clairvoyant. I'm certainly clairaudient. I all of my clairs are in high working order, but firstly as a seer. So in my mind's eye, I see her energy, and I get information as people hold their stories, their information in their auras. And so as I look at people, either in my mind's eye or in a physical way as I see them in front of me, I get to tune in to their stories, their challenges, their questions, their opportunities. They all present as they hold that energy within their thoughts and within their emotional, physical, spiritual body.
Mm. Is it ever overwhelming, and I know you've been doing this for a long time, but is it ever overwhelming to tune in and get so much from somebody?
You know, that's a really good question. When I first started working in this realm professionally. I didn't have all the information. I wasn't at this place of understanding energy in an important way. And so as an empath, when I first started, I was taking on energy that was, I thought I had to take it right into my being and sort of feel their physical illnesses and feel their emotions in order to read them. And part of that is true, but I didn't understand the letting go of and being able to read information or energy from a distance without taking it on and feeling it. And so when I was younger, I got really sick and burnt out and physically unwell as a result of walking around for days with people's depression, headaches, grief, all of that stuff. And so it certainly led me down this path of learning and teaching about how to interpret energy without the overwhelmed, burnt out sort of energy that we can all feel as we all interpret energy in the world.
Absolutely. We're getting ready to go to a break. When we come back after this short break, Bonnie will take more of your calls at 800-930-2819. You're listening to Get Inspired Radio. I'm Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Welcome back to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I'm not Sue London. I'm Karen Hager. I'm sitting in for Sue this week. She will be back with you next week, I promise. My guest on today's show is Bonnie Christina Ross. She's an internationally known psychic medium, and she is taking your calls for on-air readings. Is there a question that you'd like an answer to? Do you have a loved one in spirit who you'd like to reconnect with? You can get those answers from Bonnie today at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. When you call in, the delightful Brian Sullivan will take your call. He'll let me know you're waiting, and I will bring you on the air to connect with Bonnie. Now, Bonnie, before the break, you were telling me a little bit about your experience of being empathic, about picking up and carrying energy, and how that really burned you out.
Absolutely. Yes, it certainly, you know, we can all get burnt out. And I believe that this burnout that we can feel in general, it has a lot to do with the energy that's all around us in this world. And the more we can be aware of energy that certainly people give off. I mean, we project our thoughts all the time, and thoughts can be positive and negative, and we can kind of shoot out poisonous darts or loving, fluffy energy towards one another. And sensitive people may not necessarily be aware of how energy can zap them, make them feel scattered with their thinking, ungrounded, even physically not well, with broken sleep, all of those, you know, symptoms of burnout.
If someone is feeling that way, is feeling like maybe they do pick up the energy of other people, and that's not always a bad thing. That can be maybe you're spending a lot of time with someone who is physically ill, someone who's emotionally dependent. Maybe you are someone like me. You go to the shopping mall and all of a sudden get a giant headache because of all the jillions of people there and all their energy and all the relentless onslaught of energy that you can have there. What can someone do who's starting to feel zapped? What are some things they can do to help lessen that effect?
Yes. Well, I understand that you're a brilliant intuitive, and so yes, you would be quite the barometer of that energy. And so, in people, what you need to really do is first be aware of how you're feeling and really tap into, especially in crowds like that. That's, you know, we're bombarded with all kinds of dirty energy, I'll call it. And so there are many techniques to move yourself into a place of grounding. First, you need to check your thoughts and find a neutral place of presence, or even an affirmation that brings you to feeling better. I am the eye of the storm. I'm calm and peaceful regardless of anything. Then you want to feel your feet on the ground and get grounded. So pulling in earth energy, even in a shopping mall, can be done by setting your intention to imagine roots coming from the bottom of your feet or magnets that keep you attached to the ground. And so you're pulling in on this anchoring, calming energy as you understand this energy that you need to also send away from you. And so it's an interesting, there's so many ways to sort of let go of energy that you've already started to internalize, either through a feeling of anxiousness, a headache that you might have. And you can do that by imagining that there's a waterfall from a heavenly source coming over you. And this beautiful waterfall is cleansing you of the headache, of the anxiousness, or this feeling of irritation or physical, any kind of pain. And allow that water in your mind's eye, in your imagination, to cleanse this aura, this energy field that's around you. And really, with your intentions, set a clear intention to let it go and to allow it to release, and see it, if you can, in your mind's eye as an energy that's moving down into the ground and away from your being. And so we can cleanse our aura and our physical being through our intentions. We can use white light as well to kind of move that energy down. But you do need to check with your thinking and shift as well. I mean, I'm sure you know about cloaking as well.
That's right. That's right.
You know about cloaking, and it says wearing this emotional armor around you. I never go into a shopping mall without my cloak on. And through your imagination, through your intention, you set some kind of shield, and it doesn't matter what color or what it is. It could, mine is green, sort of jello-like energy that I wear, and everything sort of bounces off, and I'm still able to be intuitive and compassionate, but I'm not taking on the stuff that's all around me, and it feels really good, and it feels more grounded and centered as I'm in those situations.
That's right. It is, people who study with me know about the sphere of protection, which is kind of how I teach it. And it's so important. I believe that when we put up that energy of protection, when we're using affirmations, when we're grounding ourselves, and you're describing that beautifully, it's so important that that be done in a loving way and not in a fear-based way.
Right.
Because when we get in that challenging situation and we start, you know, oh boy, better get the protection. Oh boy, it's going to be really bad. I think it's going to be really bad. That may not be the best way to approach the situation that you're in, right? Take that breath. Say the affirmation, as Bonnie suggests. Ground yourself and in love, put up that energy that protects you. It makes a big difference.
You're absolutely right, Karen. When you say in love, I like that, because your vibration, as soon as you move to a place of love, gets stronger, and you're less likely to be swayed by negative lower vibration. So love is the key. Yeah.
It is, and that, we don't talk a lot about that lower vibration energy, but it's there, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. And, you know, as the ego part of ourselves, the human, I mean, we're spiritual beings and human beings, right? And as humans, we can dip down into the lower vibration emotions that move us to weaken our auric field in a way that makes us susceptible to, well, what we focus on expands, right? So if we're in a place of fear, hurt, sadness, guilt, anger, confusion, any of those emotions attracts like vibration. And so it becomes a like there's a snowball effect that can happen as you are in a miserable state. More comes along. You know how those days can go.
Yes, I do indeed. I do indeed. That's true. The power of our intention is so important, because I believe, I don't know what you think about this, Bonnie, but I really do believe that to a certain extent, we kind of create the experience that we're having.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
yeah,
so that in
your reality, yeah.
I believe
your destiny, yes.
Mm-hmm. I got into an argument with someone who, I said something like, we create our own reality. And I said it in a kind of a flip way. I kind of, you know, tossed it out there. Oh, well, whatever, you know, we create our own reality. And she got very angry with me, because there are things that, as she would say, there are things that seem so painful. So the things like the loss of a loved one, things like sudden illness, accident, death, awful things, that it doesn't feel right to say we create our own reality. What do you think about that?
That's an interesting question that comes up a lot. Sometimes it is hard to understand, you know, where is God in all of this when tragic events happen and when bad things happen. But I don't believe there are any accidents, and there's always a gift way down in the muck of your healing that you need to find in it all, in all of it. And so, for example, I got really sick, and you think that was awful. It took me out of the game, out of the game of life for a while. And I look at it now, as I've healed from it, as a beautiful gift that brought me to this place that I'm in my life. And so, you know, I look at, you know, tragic events in my life, and I'm able to find the gift and the learning in it. And, you know, life is hard here on this earth plane. There's no question that this is a place of learning, and there are no straight lines in this life. And we're here to learn. And so the more we can sort of get our heads around that there is a lesson and a learning and a gift in everything that happens to us.
It's very true, and I believe that there is, that we create, we make choices about how we are going to respond.
Absolutely.
And again, we're back to the difference between fear and love, because if we can make those choices from a place of connection with our divine connection, with source, with our intuition, with our guides, the angelic realm, that changes, shifts our response.
Yes. There's no question that when we start to get on this spiritual path, and you're teaching people, I think that's a beautiful thing. You have such lovely energy of light around you, of service. And, you know, I'm similar. We're on the same page as we
yes.
teach people how to connect with their higher self and with the spiritual world of guidance that is waiting for us to support us. When we find it, then all of these life experiences become so much easier, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because we are in this higher vibration. We are in a place of trust and of connection to the world of spirit in a way that can guide us.
Absolutely. Oh, this is good stuff. You're listening to Get Inspired Radio. My guest is Bonnie Ross. Call 800-930-2819 to get your reading on the air with Bonnie. Do it now, please. We'll be right back after the break.
In each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Well, Welcome back to Get Inspired Radio. I'm Karen Hager, sitting in for Sue London this week. And my guest on today's show is internationally known psychic medium, Bonnie Christina Ross. She is offering to answer your questions on the air today. And you can connect with her by dialing 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. When you call in, Brian will take your call. He's going to let me know you're waiting and we'll bring you on the air so that you can get a psychic reading from Bonnie Ross. Now, Bonnie, you are a psychic medium, as I said. How do you define the difference between being a psychic and being a medium, if there is one?
Certainly. Good question. Well, they say that all mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. Mm-hmm. And so, psychically, we all have the ability to connect in with our intuition, and we can develop skills in a psychic path to actually tap into the future and the past and make predictions. But as a medium, what you're really doing is channeling, and you can channel in many ways. You can channel your lost loved ones. You can channel angels, ascended masters, guides, guardians. And you can also channel a creative force that can move you along your creative path. And so as a medium, I channel a lot of information that comes from, I have creative guides that help me to write my music and write my programs that I teach. And I have a guardian who moves me on another path, mostly around career, and certainly the guardian helps me through harder transitions in life. I connect with lost loved ones at times that can be helpful around guiding me. And so as a medium, we all have the ability to channel. And when you think about it, our loved ones are really just a thought away.
Mm. That's right. That connection between all of us who are here in the physical now, between us and our guides and our angels and our loved ones in spirit, that connection is as close or as far as we make it.
Right. Yes. And so when you fall into trust and you really believe, you know, sort of step out of your comfort zone and make a decision to believe that spirit is really there, and hold on to the face of it, and that moves you up with your vibration closer to spirit, right? The more we can be positive in our thinking, sleep well, eat well, be connected with nature, the higher our vibration becomes, and the closer we get to being able to listen to spirit, which is all within a more present meditative place.
If you are talking with someone who maybe has just lost a loved one, and they come to you and they say, Bonnie, I want to connect with this person, and I'm not getting anything. I don't think they're there. I don't think they're trying to connect with me. What would you say to them? How can you help them?
Mm-hmm. Right. Sometimes people try too hard to connect, and they're missing out on the subtleties, right? When people think about connection, sometimes they're expecting this sort of really, like, sort of bang on the head of something very obvious, like a voice in the room, or you know, seeing a full figure of their lost loved one in front of them, and that's pretty rare. Really, spirit comes in more subtle ways, and it's important to look at the subtleties of the signs that they can show, and you know, even if you ask for them to come in dreams, which is a beautiful way, some people say, well, I don't remember my dreams. And so you need to ask for them to come anyways in dreams and trust that even if you haven't remembered, they did come in with some kind of advice or support. And now, as you set out the next day, you set out to look for signs, and you set some time away to be present, to be able to listen to the subtleties. They come in colors, they come in words, symbols, phrases, signs along your physical path. And so Yeah, it's about letting go and trusting and not trying too hard and looking for more subtleties in the way they come in.
Hmm. And we're back to that awareness, to that receptivity, to that being willing to unclench a little bit and allow that subtlety to be apparent to you, to come through to you, to enter your awareness. You have a retreat coming up, and I know that a big part, I'm very passionate about intuitive development, and I'm getting the feeling that you might be too. we may actually be sisters who just have never met each other. I'm getting this feeling. Can you tell me a little bit about your retreat and how you help people unlock or uncover or become more aware of sort of the medium within themselves?
Beautiful. Yes, thank you. Well, every year I run a retreat, and as a professional musician and drummer, I use the arts to move people into this more altered, relaxed place, and this is where your higher self lives. It lives in a creative flow of play and ease. And so I use drumming. I'm a professional drummer, kit drummer, and I've been playing in the circuit for many years. But now I have, you know, 20 African djembes and all kinds of other drums that where I host circles, drumming circles. And in these circles, I move people to go into a more altered state of consciousness. And when we drum, we actually create alpha brain waves, and we go into alpha brainwave state, which is a more meditative place. And this is where we start to feel good, and we feel well. There's a sense of well-being and euphoria. And in this beautiful higher vibration is where the higher self lives and where we can link with spirit. And so through the arts, through drumming, through singing, voice, chanting, movement, and through music and sound therapy, I work with people.
And this retreat that's happening in the fall, what can people expect when they join you?
Well, it's certainly going to move you from the everyday sort of chaos that you've been in, and you're going to immerse yourself in this magical vibration of the arts, and so they can expect to feel this free-spirited and joyful self coming through the drumming experience. Will be I write very powerful meditations accompanied by music that we channel. So my husband is also co-leading with me, and he's a brilliant singer and keyboard player. So we bring our music and this wall of sound that he creates as I am speaking and channeling meditations is from a higher source. And so people quickly link to these powerful, it's powerful spirit-linking meditations that move people through our inspirational music. And so we're going to be drumming around the fire. We're going to be eating vegetarian food. We're going to have ceremony and celebration as we connect through nature. It's going to be great.
Wow. Where can people get more information about the retreat?
Well, you can visit my website at www.bonnieross.com, and there is a description of the weekend with all the details. It's in October, so you have some time to think about it and put it on your calendar. And you can also email me at info@bonnieross.com and ask me more specific questions or register that way.
Wonderful. Oh, this is great stuff. We've got one segment left with psychic medium Bonnie Ross. If you would like to connect with her on the air for a quick psychic reading, you can call in at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. We would love to talk to you. You're listening to Get Inspired Radio. I'm Karen Hager, filling in for Sue London. We'll be right back after this.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope,
courage and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to Get Inspired Radio. I'm Karen Hager, sitting in for Sue London on this week's show, and my guest is Bonnie Christina Ross. She is a psychic medium. She is a professional musician, drummer. She leads intuitive development circles. There's so much to experience, to explore in Bonnie's work. Go over to her website, would you please, at bonnieross.com. Find out about that retreat that she's leading in October. Find out how you can connect with her for some intuitive guidance. Bonnie, when people are wanting to work with you to do a full reading, not something short like we do here on the air, what is that experience like for them? How do you set that up? How does it work?
Okay. Well, when somebody comes with me, I spend a full hour with them, and as I operate on many different levels, I will look at their aura and get a sense of what's happening with them physically, emotionally, and spiritually. As I connect in, I often see blocks within their chakras that connect them to physical and emotional issues. So I make connections for people. I'm not a doctor, but certainly the intuitive, medical intuitive part of me is alive and well, and quite accurate around what people hold. I also look into their palms, so I'm doing an overall view of their lines on their hands. Tells me a lot about the potential they hold, and it is when I hold people's hands that I get flashes that are both of the present and off into the far future. And I am very connected with high vibration guides that move me to inspire people around their highest potential. And so when I work with people, I often see a beautiful path that they can choose to take. They're in charge of taking this path or not. And so I look at highest potential within people. And then it is typically when guides, lost loved ones, come in and they speak to me on many levels. And I give messages through mediumship around people that want to come in and connect. And so that's certainly a big part of who I am. I am an accredited worker in the spiritualist church, and so I will be ordained as a spiritualist reverend in January. And so that is where as a reverend, we're all mediums, and we speak and do platform work. So, you know, it's really an open channel for me as I give people messages from spirit. But back to the reading. So as I connect in with all of those parts of the person, then we pull cards from many different decks, different sources. And again, spirit guides me to which deck to use, and the sitter will spell out their own path as they pull cards, and I interpret them, of course, and so they get a good sense of at least the immediate year ahead, with very practical, helpful suggestions that they can take or not, but also quite accurate information about the people in their lives, the situations, the channel, the challenges and opportunities. So it is a very full read, in that they leave, my goal is to have people leave in a very inspired, positive frame.
Mm. I love that. You've been doing this for a while, as have I. What would you say people should be mindful of or be looking out for when they are choosing someone who they want to seek intuitive guidance from? What should people ask themselves?
Yeah. Well, first of all, when you're looking for people, ask, you know, look at their reputation, their training, how long have they been doing this. 99.9% of the people that come to me have come because they've heard about me through someone else. Mm-hmm. And it's always good to be hearing about other people's experiences. And I have an excellent reputation. And you want to find someone who has a great following and a great reputation. Because I often have people sitting in my chair in my office feeling so wounded and obviously mishandled in a very unprofessional way. And there are a lot of people out there calling themselves psychics and readers and all of this stuff, but you need to go and find their credentials and really look into who they are. And know that even the best of psychics, I mean, you're in charge of the information you get.
That's right.
And you need to decide on what you're going to take from your own higher self from that reading, and what may not sit with you. You're in charge.
That's huge, isn't it? Because I talk to people who have maybe connected with someone who was calling themselves an intuitive, calling themselves a psychic, calling themselves a medium, who has not only told them exactly what they should be doing, but given them really scary consequences, right? I see negative energy around you. You're cursed. The way to lift the curse is you send me $500 and we buy the magic candle. Oh my goodness. And the thing about this is, folks listening, not only does no one know you better than you know yourself, but information from spirit does not come through to inspire fear, even if it's something you don't want to hear. If you're in a reading with someone and they are inspiring fear in you, if they are manipulating you, telling you what you need to do, then you need to walk away or hang up the phone, right? Information from spirit does not come in fear. It comes in love and light, even if it's something you don't want to hear,
yeah.
Right?
You're right, Karen. It is a big responsibility that we hold as we guide people. And most importantly, I don't read people more than once a year. And I don't like it when people become dependent and I refer them to my courses or someone's courses that is reputable so that you can start to listen to your own guidance.
Yeah.
Right, because it's when you become dependent on what other people are thinking, it's not productive anymore to be running from one psychic to the next.
And because we all are intuitive, I believe, because our expression as intuitive beings, as spiritual beings, is part of our divine connection, right? That's part of how we are spiritual beings in a human body, having a human experience. When we don't answer the questions ourselves, when we don't take information, yes, get support, yes, ask for help, but we have to have ownership of the action we take, the choices we make. When we don't do that, we are not valuing our intuitive connection, our personal divine connection.
You're absolutely right. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. Mm, wonderful. Bonnie, it has been just fabulous to connect with you. I believe there are no accidents, and I'm really grateful for the connection that we shared here today. Thank you so much for being on the show.
And thank you. You're lovely, lovely. I have such a warm feeling about you, and I'm so glad to have connected with you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much. I feel the same way. Thank you very much, Bonnie. That is Bonnie Christina Ross. You can connect with her. You can find out more about her work at bonnieross.com. And that is all the time that we have for today. Sue London will be back with you next week. Check out AskSueLondon.com to sign up for her free newsletter and get lots of great stuff. While you're on the internet, head over to FogCityPsychic.com and join my merry little demented band of followers, too. Thank you so much for listening today. On behalf of Sue London, Bonnie Christina Ross, the wonderful folks at Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ, especially Brian, who's in the studio today, and myself, Karen Hager, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle, and the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you, and we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car.
stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.